Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number for you to do so is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Normally at this point in the program, I go, in the studio tonight, it's myself, and then the other guy goes, it's me, and then the other guy goes, it's me. However, we have with us today the infamous Ian Freeman.
The founder.
The founder of Free Talk Live.
The crypto criminal, the crypto genius.
Late last night, I got pinged. During the show, as a matter of fact, like towards the end of the show, we're going to get him right now. And I was already doing other things, and I'm like, and plus it's a half hour for me to get down here to join up with them to ride out there and that kind of thing. So, a bunch of people went out to greet you.
Yeah. It was very nice.
There was, some video,
Joe from
Breaking the Flaw.
Breaking the Flaw was live streaming.
And, there was a sort of a little 15-second, 20-second video like thing of just you like coming out the door and hugging Bonnie, and it was just really nice.
Aww.
That was also posted.
And then immediately, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, let's get out of this place. And I'm like, I think everybody watching that video was giving a round of applause. And there were, of course, some people who, aren't able to see the normal social medias that are, Aria, for example, the co-host here, she can't be on Telegram, so I uploaded it to the Facebook, and so folks, to our Amplifiers page, so our Amplifiers were able to see it. So it is, so Conan is here as well, as is the norm for a Tuesday night. Aria is not here for the reason that your conditions say that you can't, be in the same place as her?
Her conditions and my conditions, as I understand it, both have all of the co-defendants in the Crypto 6 trial are not allowed to talk to one another. So the prosecutors are allowed to talk to one another, but we're not allowed to talk to one another.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
That makes things difficult, not only, of course, for the show, but just even
very difficult,
even like for what your attorneys, right, and putting together a defense and that kind of thing.
The attorneys can talk to one another,
right? But like getting you guys all in the same room, right?
Yeah, I guess they can't do that.
Yeah,
is this typical?
As I understand it, it actually is.
It's a kangaroo court.
It's pretty crazy. Well, so far this judge has been better than the previous one.
The plant.
Yeah, that had denied me bail completely.
Yeah.
Although I'm completely, restricted in quite a few ways. I cannot touch a computer, basically, unless there's some sort of monitoring software on it. And we haven't had a chance to set anything like that up yet. I don't know if I want to put that on the studio computer because other people use that computer. So,
right.
You're on lockdown. You got to wear a stupid bracelet that you have to pay for, actually.
That's right. 100.
Before we get too deep into all that, welcome back, Ian.
Hey.
It's great to be here. Have you back on your own freaking show after, I'm calling it 70 days.
Almost.
Somebody called it because it was technically Tuesday when you got out.
Correct.
And it was Tuesday the 16th when the terrorists busted into the place and took you guys away.
I got out at 11:30 Monday, so it's 16, let's call it 69 days.
Ooh, 69.
I'm good with that.
It's the longest time I've ever spent behind bars for my entire life. I spent 58 days for misdemeanor conviction when I stood in front of the police cruiser back during Derek J's victimless crime spree.
Yeah.
That was a 90-day sentence, but in New Hampshire, what they call good time rule. I mean, if you're good while you're in jail, you get out after, I think it's 66% or 60%, something like that. So two-thirds. That's a two-thirds rule. So the 90 days was commuted to 60, and the jailer back then decided to let me out 2 days early because there was going to be a, which was interesting because at the time we were having like jail release parties where a bunch of people would come, like way more than what came last night, because we would know when somebody's getting out of jail previously,
right,
if they were there on a sentence. So a bunch of people would come and, you know, welcome the person out of jail, whether it was Derek J or whoever it might have been. Adam Kokesh had this happen to him,
right,
here as well. And
there likely would have been more had there been some way of knowing in advance when you were actually going to be released.
And that's the thing. What happened a decade ago was, you know, I was supposed to get out after 60 days on a 90-day sentence,
yeah,
for the civil disobedience. And so the jail superintendent, he knows who we are, and he knows what we were going to do. So he decided, he has like some sort of small amount of leeway, right? Like his job is, if the judge says you got to keep this person this long, you got to keep them that long, right?
Yeah.
That's what the statutes say. That's what you got to do. But he apparently, as the jail superintendent, does have some wiggle room in there, like of a few days. So he decided on day 58, all right, you're out. So he just cut me out the door, basically, and no one knew that was going to happen. So the, you know, however many people were going to come out on day 60, all of a sudden I'm out on day 58. Call your ride.
Did you walk home that day?
No, I called. I got a ride from the jail to the bus station.
It's not that far down the road.
Yeah.
Did a release party happen 2 days later?
I don't remember. Probably. this is a decade ago.
Yeah. I just want everyone listening to be aware that while Ian was behind bars, in other words, held hostage, he has not been convicted of anything. You know, this whole premise of innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that if listening to the locals, you know, listening to them talk about Mr. Freeman.
There have been articles in the Slantinal, and I'm sorry, the Sentinel, and what's the other one, the Boston one?
The Globe?
The Union Leader here.
The Union Loser, yes, thank you. A couple of articles in, like, one of them's a little more fair than the other, but the articles that have come out, particularly in the Slantinal, have not been flattering, as you are well aware.
I don't know. I haven't read them. So.
Well, no, I mean just your experience with the Sentinel over time. And, you know, they're not very kind to the libertarians and, you know, freaking and that kind of a thing. So,
yeah, I mean, well, people who support the status quo are likely not to be kind to those who, like us, want to change things.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, when you want to, you know, see change like that happen, the people who are part of the status quo are likely to lash out and use violence to try to stop it.
And defend their system, the system that they've grown to love.
Yeah. What do you see as sort of like the most difficult part of your restrictions?
Well, given that I haven't even been out for 24 hours yet, it's, you know, you're asking me to predict what it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, doing this job of this Free Talk Live ministry for the Shire Free Church is a very technical aspect. There's a lot to it. And as you've been learning the hard way, you're in the sink or swim.
I've been tossed into the deep end of the pool.
And so, you know, I have to, well, when I was in jail, I was trying to instruct you on things over the phone, which is challenging. So it's a little easier to instruct you in real life on, okay, here's what you can do, because I can't use the computer.
Right.
There's a restriction on that. And so, you know, my day previously was in front of a computer screen, basically.
Right.
And so now I don't have that. And that's going to be very different.
Well, I'd like everybody to know that we're doing our part in keeping you employed by having you sit in tonight on the show.
Hey, thanks.
So, yeah. Trying to help you out.
I can get some sort of monitoring software, apparently, which I also have to pay for. So I've got the ankle monitor keeping me in the homestead here.
Yeah.
Home, you want to call it house arrest or whatever, home detention or something like that. So that's going to be a challenge. I can get the probation officer, even though it's not probation, it's pretrial.
Right.
The probation officer, I can tell him, okay, well, I'm going to go to the grocery store on Saturday at 2 o'clock, and he'll likely approve that. So I can leave with pre-approval.
Well, what about, like, all of the church's sort of, like, regular stuff that goes on? Like, Well, you know, there's Pork Fest and Fork Fest
every
year.
Yeah, I'm not going to likely be going to that.
Every year, but there's other things, too, that, you know, like some of the meetups and that type of thing. Like, you can't do any transactions, but that's still...
That's the other thing. No crypto.
That's still a part of the ministry.
All I can do is wear a Bitcoin t-shirt now. I can't actually use crypto.
603-283-6160. Do you want to ask Ian Freeman anything? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen. listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, you can have your calls, your opinions broadcast to something like 200 radio stations, as well as a couple of satellite channels and the internet globally, if you dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold, and we will get to those in just a moment. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Ian.
And Conan.
And let's just do what we do and go right to your calls. We have Thaddeus calling from Kentucky. Thaddeus, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Glad you're out, Ian. I've been following your campaign a little bit.
Oh, thank you.
Good thing. Today, a very dear friend of mine, a blues player from Georgia, told me about a book called The Technological Society. It was written in 1954 by a Frenchman named Jacques Ellul, E-L-L-U-L. And I have listened to a little bit of it, and it's pretty dark stuff, but he was prophetic in talking about the dangers of technology.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, obviously technology is a double-edged sword, right? So, I mean, technology is wonderful in so many ways and also dangerous in you know, the wrong hands.
What was it about the book that you wanted to talk about? Anything in particular?
Well, I just wanted to bring it to people's attention. He is known as an anarchist, and he was something kind of strange for his time. He was a Christian anarchist.
Okay.
But it just it breaks things down. And, you know, I have to admit it was a little bit scary what I heard about it because he was so prophetic in 1954. About what's going on. And the Crypto Six are dealing with technological issues. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
And you haven't been charged with anything.
I've been charged with a ton of things. There are 20 counts in the case. I don't know if all of the counts are against me specifically, but the majority of them certainly are. And they would like to put me in prison for the rest of my life, from what I can tell.
For, mind you, never harming anybody.
That's correct. Yeah, the prosecution even admitted that I was not involved in any of the Bitcoin fraud online that you know they were trying to paint me with early on. They've admitted that I was actually not a part of the fraud. But, yep, no victims.
Man, oh, man.
Welcome to the state, my friend.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call, Thaddeus. We appreciate it. This book that Thaddeus mentions does have over 4.5, well, at 4.5 stars on ye old Amazon, so it might be worth a look. Let's move right along to Clamoring, calling from Planet Earth. Clamoring, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. First of all, I just want to say, Ian, it's so great to just see your face. I'm so happy that you're out finally.
You actually wouldn't have seen it last night when he
had a big beard.
He came out of that prison with a damn like they dug him out of a hole or something. They were getting ready.
Just out of curiosity, did you just not shave?
I did not shave at any point.
It was your captive beard.
Correct. Correct. Okay.
I did see the video of Ian's release.
I did still have the beard at that point. But it's important to point out that that nobody who is our co-host and is also still inside that jail. So as I understand it, there may have been just today a filing in court to try to get him another bail hearing.
Clamoring, are you up on that?
I just talked to his lawyer today, and there was a motion to get him out on bail, and I don't think there's been a ruling on that, but I can't imagine that he wouldn't be released at this point.
Yeah, I would expect that he should be. From what I understand of what my attorney has six. All of us have different attorneys.
Right.
That's, you know, one of the things that you're supposed to do in this case because of conflict of interest or whatever.
You can't have the same attorney literally or legally anyway.
Yeah. And so, you know, the thing that my attorney had said was that essentially they have to let somebody out who's not an actual, like, menace to society. That's not the legal standard or whatever, but it's sort of similar to that. And basically that the magistrate, who is essentially not a judge, but looks like a judge.
What do they call you, a criminal kingpin or something? Or
allegedly a sophisticated cyber criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of curious, Ian, what your bail restrictions were. Like, can you talk to the other co-defendants?
No.
Is that?
Nope. None of the co-defendants can speak to one another. And I have an additional list of people, including Mark Edgington, our co-host, the founding co-host of Free Talk Live, who I've worked with.
You can't talk to Mark?
Correct. That's correct. Melanie,
there's also
co-host.
Some former co-hosts you can't talk
Perry.
To. Daryl Perry, for example.
Who also was a co-founder of Sharp Free Church, so that may be a factor there. A whole list of people. Michael Hampton, also sometime co-host, behind-the-scenes technical guru here on the show. So they're doing everything that, you know, they can, it seems, to break up Free Talk Live. And we're going to likely challenge some of these things, but the whole point was, look, you just got to agree to whatever they say to get out of jail. So, you know, presuming that I can abide by these various conditions, then there may be a chance to sort of, you know, remove some of them over time. That's the hope. So I can't, like, get on a computer without it being monitored. I can't do crypto transactions. I mean, my life is nothing, you know, like what it was before, and I can't talk to some of my best friends.
Yeah. And your friends miss you.
Thank you. So. I appreciate you.
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Well,
I'd like to encourage people to write to nobody, because even though he's filed, the necessary paperwork, I filed mine on April 9th, and it took 6 weeks or whatever, you know, to finally actually get out. So is it going to happen for him this week? I wouldn't expect it. They got to schedule a hearing, and then, you know, they got to have the hearing, and then they got to, you know, there's going to be objections, and who knows how long it's going to take. So if you haven't written to nobody yet.
You can find that at thecrypto6.com. There's information.
The address is there and that sort of thing. Send him a book, send him a letter, and I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Clamoring. We appreciate it. I don't envy the challenges that you face personally, and also I don't appreciate the position that the state has put this particular show in.
Yeah.
As a result of all of these things, and you know, we're going to get through it. I don't care what the state does.
As long as they don't burn the house down, well, you know, next time they...
They raid the place.
Yeah.
We are, you know, of course, working on, you know, building up our what we call disaster recovery. That's what it's known in the rest of the world. Mm. Disaster recovery is what we're working on. So, you know, hopefully we can get over those types of humps in the future. So 603-283-6160 is the phone number. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House remains upbeat about reaching a bipartisan agreement on a huge infrastructure package. During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting progress is being made in the Senate. The main sticking point, how to pay for it. as calls for defunding the police continue across the country in major U.S. cities. Minneapolis is one of several major cities experiencing a spike in violent crime, with murders up by double digits in New York, Chicago, and Atlanta as well. Murders up by over 800% in Portland. As far as what's leading to the violence, columnist and author for the Wall Street Journal, Heather McDonald, believes
the cops are backing off and criminals are emboldened. And if we don't turn this around, this is going to be a very bad summer.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News. Many Texans are celebrating as a major gun law is passed by the legislature.
Texas lawmakers approved a bill Monday that would allow residents to carry handguns without licenses. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he would support the so-called permitless carry bill, which would apply to people 21 and older and will begin later this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The official start of the hurricane season is June 1st. Miami Police Chief Art Acevedo is reminding everyone to get ready now as preparation is key.
Remember, the Miami Police Department, we will deploy, we will be here for you, but we need you to help us by you being prepared.
Acevedo reminding everyone the common sense preparation tips.
To not take hurricanes for granted, to understand that you need to be prepared to be self-sustaining as a family, to have enough water, enough non-perishable goods and food to last you anywhere from 3 to 7 days.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in to Free Talk Live. Do you want to be heard? Do you want to voice your opinions about the state of society, the state of the world, the state of governments, the state of your life? Well, you can do so.
While you still can.
Yeah. Well, before they make it illegal. 603-283-6160. Is the phone number here in the studio if you'd like to join us. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And Conan.
And let's talk about, now, I have to ask, can you talk about Bitcoin?
Sure. I love Bitcoin, cryptocurrency.
I ask.
I'm wearing a T-shirt. I'm wearing a Bitcoin T-shirt today.
I just, you know.
Like I said earlier, it's all I can do. I can't use a Bitcoin wallet now because of the bail conditions.
I want to talk about a couple of things that Conan brought in, but I noticed this article the other day. A Domino's pizza chain is offering salary in Bitcoin. Now,
wow.
It's a Dutch Domino's, and this says part of their salary. So this is a different article than the original one I read. It's just the one that I brought up. But I thought it was interesting that somebody... Domino's is a pretty big company,
sure.
And they're owned by, I don't remember who they're owned by, something.
Like, well, there's a lot of franchise stores.
Right, right.
I don't know if there are corporate Domino's, if there's like some corporate, some franchise, I'm not sure how it all breaks down. I know the one here in town is a franchise.
But this is from moneycontrol.com. Dutch Domino's Pizza chain offers part of salary in Bitcoin. The company can only pay a part of the salary in Bitcoin as Dutch law mandates the minimum wage be given in euros.
Boo.
So apparently anything over the minimum wage, they can pay in Bitcoin, according to this. Anyway.
Huh.
Which is interesting.
That is interesting.
On May 22nd, 2010, software developer Laszlo Hanyx paid 10,000 bitcoins for two pizzas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was Bitcoin Pizza Day this weekend.
I actually bought a Little Zoe's Pizza and brought it in, even though Mark was broadcasting remotely.
Mm-hmm.
The folks who live here and myself enjoyed some pizza I actually bought with Bitcoin on the Pizza Day.
What company was it? Bitcoin Pizza Day. That was a Papa John's pizza? They were actually taking...
I think it was, yeah.
The actual franchise Papa John's took it, or someone bought a pizza and then resold
it? That's right.
Right. There was a guy who was like a driver or somebody who worked at one of these, at the Papa John's. He accepted the 10,000 bitcoins and then bought the pizza.
Yeah, it was like for two pizzas, I believe it was.
Back in 2010?
2010.
Was taking Bitcoin. No one was taking it.
Yeah. Right, so
these were two fanatics, two people who were interested in Bitcoin.
But now you have this probably a franchise who is offering to pay their employees in it, and that's a quite a decade change right there.
That is amazing.
Well,
yeah.
We've seen some of this too. There have been, I know, before the events of March 16th, we covered some articles about
that's the raid. Is what you're referring to?
The terrorist attack is what I like to refer to it as. There was mention of, like, a football player asking for his. Since that happened, there have been several other football players who have been able to achieve the same thing. Some other sports people, people in the media, NFTs are blowing up.
Non-fungible tokens.
Yeah, and, like, you know, as far as, like, artists are concerned, right, these are...
Well, the football player, before you go on, the guy that you're talking about, wasn't his name Russell something?
Russell Okung, yeah.
So after he started taking Bitcoin as his, I think it was half his paycheck or something like that?
Yes.
He then became the number one best paid football player, not by dollar salary, but because he held, you know, presuming he held the Bitcoin, the Bitcoin that he got went up in value so much from the beginning of the year to, you know, whenever it was.
Yep.
Now, I understand it's had a dip recently, but nonetheless, it's still way up compared to what it was a year ago. And so factoring in the amount that it rose, he's like, you know, I'd never heard of the guy's name. I mean, I don't follow sports or anything but, you know, he was no Joe Montana, right? Like, he wasn't the most renowned player. He was
an offensive lineman, and they're generally not the stars and that kind of... I mean, he was a pretty high-paid guy already, but...
But now, money-wise, compared to his cohorts, he's doing much better. And so, of course, people are going to come on board. They're seeing that. They're seeing those dollars, you know, those monies.
And then, of course, you've got good old Elon, you know, doing his thing.
He bailed, didn't he? I heard that he bailed out and, like, quit doing Bitcoin.
He is sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what he's doing? I think he's trying to manipulate the market so that he can screw around with people and buy dips and whatnot.
Could be.
And then, of course, his appearance on Saturday Night Live, he straight up came out and says, oh, by the way, after everything was over, he said, oh, by the way, Dogecoin, it's a scam.
What?
After he'd been pumping it all week long.
Mm-hmm.
No, the thing with Bitcoin is he said the Tesla would accept Bitcoin.
Right.
For sales of
their product.
And this was after Tesla purchased a bunch of Bitcoin, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then he came out like a week ago, and he's like, "Oh yeah, by the way, we're not going to get any more. We're not going to buy any more because of the environmental factors."
I heard about that.
Right. And they're also not going to accept Bitcoin as payment for their cars.
I think that I think they will.
No.
You know what? That takes me to what a lot of these big companies are doing, like PayPal, for example. They'll accept Bitcoin, but they don't give it back to you. Because it's a store of value that they've come to the conclusion that this is an incredible store of value, and they're going to keep it because it's power.
For the same reasons that, you know, you cited is the same reason that he cited for no longer taking Bitcoin to buy the Tesla motor vehicles is because he's concerned about the environmental impact of the mining.
Screw him. He's sketchy. He is so sketchy.
When, like, you know, Elon Musk doesn't apparently take into consideration the environmental impact of what it takes to manufacture a frickin' automobile.
How much electricity is it taking for his
electricity,
tweet?
The fossil fuels that he burns, and just the materials to manufacture his cars.
What about his Twitter? What about his tweet that he tweeted out? Well, how much power is it taking to run that? Everyone in the world opening that up and looking at that tweet, how much power is that consuming? Well,
and how about the electricity to run the cars later on?
That's right. Oh, and the disposal of the batteries once they die.
Oh, they don't get disposed.
They get
stacked up somewhere in a desert.
That's what I mean.
It's probably a mountain. There's probably a pyramid of them somewhere that he's...
It's a huge environmental concern.
I mean, it sounds to me like he hasn't. And again, maybe you're right, Conan. He's just playing people, right? Like he wants to buy the dip, and you know, personally, wants to get a good deal on some more Bitcoin before the price goes up again. I don't know. It's hard to say, and he certainly did good things for Bitcoin initially. And Bitcoin's bigger than this guy. You know, he can say what he wants at this point, and it's not going to bring Bitcoin down. I don't think.
No, and in fact, the recent dip is more blamed on the Chinese cracking down on mining and banning.
Again?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. The most recent dip.
Yeah.
They've put in some more, and so a bunch of Chinese miners have gone offline and this kind of a thing. So, but Elon Musk is sitting up there in his ivory tower thinking it was all his tweet. Let's bring it in. And I'm like, no.
That's the thing. Everybody likes to point to one thing. Bitcoin's doing this because of this. And I don't think you can say that about Bitcoin. I mean, there's definitely correlations, but that's not causation.
Right. And if you look at the percentages of the previous dips, this particular dip, while it looks bigger because of the amount of dollars that appear in the chart,
statistically,
it's not even the worst dip that Bitcoin has ever had.
You know what? I don't even know that this is the dip. I didn't think it was coming till the fall. Hmm. If you look at the chart, if you look at the history, it shouldn't have come till this fall. I think this is a pre-dip. But I'm still buying. I got it at 35, and I missed that 30,000. That got all the way down to 30,000.
Now it's back up to 38. I got a little at 32. Nothing to write home about.
Yeah, I was sleeping.
I was just like, I don't think I'm ever going to see Bitcoin at 32,000 again. So I'm like, all right, I'll throw $5 at it or whatever.
Yeah, who knows?
603-283-6160 is how you can get your voice on Free Talk Live. Coming up, we're going to talk about some strange things that are afoot at Bull Moose.
Bull Moose? What's that?
I don't know. Isn't that like Bullwinkle and Rocky?
Sounds like it.
More Free Talk Live on the way.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves. You can talk about anything that's on your mind. We're talking about, like last segment, we talked about Bitcoin a bunch and that kind of a thing. We've been talking about Ian. We've been talking about the Crypto 6, but you can change the subject. Talk about whatever's on your mind. If you like the subject and you have comments, far out, solid, and right on, give us a call. 603-283-6160 is the number. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And speaking of Bitcoin, Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now. Click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information that is neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this insanely important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user already, please check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right, so we mentioned at the end of the last segment, what is a bull moose? And then furthermore, what strange things might be afoot at the bull moose, Conan?
Well, a bull moose here in New England, I think that's pretty much all the states that they inhabit. It's basically an entertainment media store. They focus on, you know, movies, books,
yeah,
CDs.
A physical media store.
And also a lot of retro stuff that you're not going to get anywhere else, especially vinyl.
They sell LPs, yeah.
Yeah, and old video games and stuff. In fact, I've only been in hours right here in Keene one time, and basically it was just to see how it reminded me of the good old days. But basically,
I couldn't believe they opened it. It actually replaced here in Keene a longtime video store, like a rental store, massive.
Oh, wow.
They called it Video Headquarters, and it lasted longer than Blockbuster did. They finally went out of business. What was it, like 2016 or something like that? And then I couldn't believe
Who is going to shop at this place?
Who's going right. Why would you want to open this? Because who's going to shop there? Apparently they're still in business, so people are shopping.
I tell you what, I have three customers in the town that I deliver, north of us, and I swear they're getting, one guy's getting a vinyl, he's getting a stack of vinyl sometimes, but he's getting vinyl from all over the world delivered to him every single day. I don't even know where he's storing all these. I think I delivered a vinyl record to him every single day of this year.
Amazing.
And a couple other customers who get him, I'm like, does it sound that much better? Because that's the whole thing. It's got the sound, it's got the scratch, it's got the wobble, it's got that tone that you can't, that you're not going to get anywhere else. And I think there's some proof to this, that the current producers of music these days have basically created a sound. It sounds digital. It sounds studio.
Yeah. Well, the digital domain captures exactly what is given to it, whereas the analog domain colors the sound a little bit at each stage of the recording production.
Mm-hmm. And you are a pro at this sort of thing. You went to school
I did go to school for audio engineering, and in fact, I learned analog technology mostly. When I went was in the early 90s, 92, 93.
Yeah, there wasn't much for digital back then.
Well, the digital domain was coming on, but it was mostly used for mastering, and they didn't invent non-destructive editing yet. So if you edited something and hit save, it would do the thing you instructed it to do, and it would take overnight, right, to make an edit on a master. You have the whole thing, the whole song is done, and you're like, I want to cut out that one chorus. Well, you could do that. You could find the one chorus and just cut it out, make the song shorter, make it radio friendly or whatever, that kind of a thing. And then you'd hit save, and then you'd come back the next day and hope that it was done. And sometimes it wasn't, because this was known as destructive editing in the digital domain. And there was no undo at that time either. So
times have changed.
Oh, yeah.
These kids don't know the pain.
But now
of making a mixtape on a cassette player,
right? But now the digital domain has gone so far as to emulate all of these analog things, so you can actually get what they call an analog tape simulator as an effect or a plug-in that you can apply to your own recordings when you're doing multi-track recordings.
Is it good quality? Can you tell?
I mean, it you can crank it up to where you can hear all the crackles and everything that you would hear if you were to drop a needle on a record player.
Right, right.
So.
Well, that's what a Bull Moose is. It's basically an entertainment store. They're all over New England. And I don't know how far out they spread. Before we get into this actual article, there is an issue taking place in this country right now, where you have a lot of these youngsters, these Zoomers and young millennials getting out of college, getting out of school, they're going out to the workforce, and they're immediately trying to change everything. They're going to their boss and you're like, what do you mean you don't have a diversity training group? What do you mean? There's no three bathrooms, one for the two genders and all the other genders. I mean, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? And then they get on the Twitter and they get on the TikTok and they get on their groups, and they complain, and they start rocking the boat. And then what happens? These employers, they give up, they give in, all the time. You can see it happening. Every other news story is where some employer has decided to take the Indian off of their butter box, or to take the black girl off of their syrup container.
Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on here?
Uncle Ben.
Mrs. Butterworth is pretty happy about that, though. Mm. No word from Mr. Butterworth yet, though.
Well, so this is a sad state of affairs where basically I see a bunch of young kids and some older woke individuals who are basically rewriting history.
Yeah,
Eskimo pies. That's another one.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And I find it bothersome. But every now and then, and this article is going to prove it, an employer will fight back. They'll strike back. Here in New Hampshire, one of our Bull Mooses in Salem, basically Multiple former employees of the Bull Moose store in Salem, New Hampshire, say the entire staff was terminated this week.
Mass firing?
Following a dispute over the store's changing mask policy.
Oh.
Bull Moose is a retail chain in Maine and New Hampshire that sells music, movies, and video games in a variety of formats, as well as books and gifts. On Saturday, former employee Andrew Beauvais posted on Twitter, quote, Bull Moose has fired the entire staff of the Salem location because we disagreed with their decision to end the store's mask mandate in spite of there being a continuing pandemic.
Hold on now. Are you sure? Are you sure they fired the whole staff or closed the store? The way I heard is like I had a radio in my cell in jail, so I was able to hear like the mainstream news.
You're a big Boston Red Sox fan.
No, but I was able to listen to the top of the hour news, and so I heard some of the local New Hampshire news. I was listening to the station WEMJ that carries us in Laconia, and they were reporting on this story, and the way they reported it was that the store itself is actually being closed. Not that they just blew the whole staff out. They had supposedly denied that it had anything to do with the mask mandate. They're saying, we're closing the store.
Well, here's the actual tweet from the store management. Quote, we are sad to announce that we have temporarily closed our Salem store.
Oh, temporary.
We are not able to share the reasons behind our decision regarding the Salem store, as it is important to us to protect the confidentiality of our former employees.
Interesting.
We can, however, say we are confident this decision was in the best interest of our customers, employees, and business as a whole. We can also say emphatically that this decision has absolutely nothing to do with masks or face coverings for employees or customers. The decision in itself is heartbreaking, but we stand by it as the correct course of action to move the business forward for the community. We apologize to the Greater Salem community for closing temporarily, and we will reopen the store as soon as we can with as many of these people as we can. So I guess they've offered to rehire some of them back, but they also call them former employees.
Wow.
We sincerely hope that you remain our customers. Now, I actually saw some video. WMUR actually had some video of this.
Manchester. Manchester.
And the two employees they had on there, you could tell they were woke, young, colorful hair, piercings, tattoos,
probably,
and whatnot.
Probably moved here from Massachusetts.
They claimed that it was because they were questioning the new mask policy, which is, if you hadn't noticed, a lot of the country are waking back up, at least the ones that are on the right side of history, in my opinion, they're saying, you know what? It's over. Take the stupid masks off. You don't have to wear them in our stores anymore. Go ahead. And Bull Moose did that, and their silly employees didn't like that, and they decided to complain about it.
And now they're jobless.
Yep. Former employees.
Good luck. 603-283-6160. Have you been fired because you didn't like the masks? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.